Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
As we enter into a new year, it's a good time to look back on how 2025 treated our forage and grazing systems and begin planning ahead for the 2026 growing season. Much of Nebraska saw variable moisture in 2025. The year started off dry, rebounded nicely in many places with summer moisture, and then turned dry again later on in the fall. Those differences remind us how important spring moisture is for early forage production and pasture turnout. Fall-planted forages without irrigation tended to start slowly, and pastures pushed hard the last few years without time to recover did too. While we saw things rebound, spring moisture this year is going to again be key, and stocking flexibility will be important for many operations. Looking toward 2026, it pays to have more than one grazing plan in your pocket. If spring moisture falls short, plan for delayed turnout or even early rotational strategies to stretch available forage. On the other hand, if moisture improves again, be ready to take advantage and rebuild pasture conditions. Fertility is another factor that we need to watch. When budgets are tight or conditions uncertain, fertilizer decisions often get pushed back. Small nutrient gaps can still impact yield and forage quality, especially in established pastures and hayfields. If it's been several years since your last soil test, consider sampling the spring to fine-tune where fertility dollars will work best. Finally, on pasture ground, continue to keep an eye out for cedar encroachment. Catching small saplings early is far cheaper than addressing larger trees later on. A simple monitoring pass each year can pay off. With 2026 to look forward to, early planning and flexible expectations will be key to keeping forage systems productive and resilient. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.